Westminster Student Sound.
It's Messy Monday tonight down at the SU. Let me know what you want me to play whilst you're getting ready.
On campus, online and on your mobile.
If you want to listen to the show again, go to smokeradio.co.uk/listen again. Every show that goes up on Smoke Radio will be available to download.
We are Westminster.
Today is the launch of the degree show here at the University of Westminster.
We are Smoke Radio.
It's Smoke Radio with me, Simon Evans, live from National Student Pride 2018. Can I get a cheer?
We are live here from Regent Street, Smoke Radio, for the live outside broadcast of the Regent Street Christmas lights tonight. I'm here with Claire.
Hello, Callum. How are you?
I am so good. I'm so excited.
We are live from the Coca-Cola truck outside Wembley Stadium. There's loads of people turning up. They're all dressed up much warmer than we are.
We are live here at Regent Street campus, based in the Deep End, for the student union elections.
Last night it was Smoke Unplugged, raising money for Mind. Here's a track performed by Low Key.
This is for mental health. Just a message out there, like, I think the one thing you need to think about is just be a person that can listen to someone and it could really save, you know, someone's life.
I wanted to go somewhere where I'll feel included, even as an international student.
We are live from Harrow Halls for Moving Weekend 2017. Just gone 2 o'clock. Hello, I'm Reese with Stephen.
We've got Jasmine here.
So you're coming back to live again for the second year. How was your first year here at Harrow Halls?
My first year was really good. Like, it's really nice living in Harrow. Like, it's really chill, and yeah, it's actually like a campus.
We're talking earlier about freshers' survival tips. What is your survival tip?
I would say make sure you go to as many freshers' fairs as possible for the free pens, the free dominoes, the drinks vouchers as well, all sorts. You get so many freebies and you get to see what's going on, and you've got to go.
Buy meal deals. They're going to help you forever.
Clean your bed sheets at least every 2 weeks, especially during freshers, because, like, all stuff going on.
Nearly 2:10 on your Thursday afternoon, you're listening to Smoke Radio. And Thursday afternoon does mean it's karaoke night tonight down the Undercroft. That starts at 9 p.m. if you fancy that. And one guy that really knows his karaoke is Craig David. I spoke to him earlier in the week and I couldn't help but ask what his karaoke go-to is. So if you're heading down tonight and you don't really know what to sing, here's what he had to say.
Taking it from live lounge to family party, what's your go-to song for karaoke?
Oh, I'm going to take it back. Now that we've come to the end of the road.
Oh, it's an unbelievable choice in my opinion. I'll see you later tonight if you're heading down there.
Showcasing Westminster talent. This is Smoke Radio.
Right then, every week on this show we get a live performance from a music performance student, and we have got Carly Beth in this morning. Hi.
Hi everybody.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, where are you from?
So, I'm from New York.
Okay.
And I came here last year. Yeah. And I'm in my third year.
Okay.
And I absolutely love London.
So talk to us about the song that you're performing to us. It's called Ready to Go, right?
Yes. So this song I wrote on the piano, but it's like a pop track. You've got a girl and I've got no one to show, but I am fine on my own and I am ready to go.
So when and why did you decide to move to London? And why, you know, the capital? Because you're from Paris, right?
Yeah, I'm from Paris, yeah. I don't know, because, like, Paris, it is a great city when, like, you want to do fashion or arts and everything, but I was like, I do want to go somewhere else, so I was like, why not just go into London? And then I went to study in a music university as well, and I thought it would be the best for me to, like, start writing my own songs. Those beans that up my face,
I'll give up, I don't give up. Whether you're from London, Lagos, or Lisbon, we're one university.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Smoke Radio with me, Ollie Beard. This is the last slither of the Saturday night. I'm going to be here for the next hour to get you pumped, get you moving, make you wish you'd gone out. Hey, it's London. You can go anytime.
It is 7:20 and it is time for my smoking hot record of the week. Compared to Amy Winehouse and Adele, if she went hip-hop, Ellie Ingram is the artist behind my record for this week. And tonight from the album, I am playing you the song Sleeping Pill. You put me to sleep
the night I set my heart free. I'm a big fan of La Bouquet. I've been really supporting them throughout the year whilst I've been doing this show.
Hey, it's Brian from La Bouquet, and you're listening to New Music Mondays with Connor Drew.
Why did you pick Loveless as the first track to be released to debut this project into the world?
At the time, that song was really fresh with me. That song's about this girl that I had been seeing.
Tom Meesh and Loyal Carner with Water Baby. To me, Loyal and Tom are what you call a peanut butter and jelly combo. They're two things that are really good on their own, but when you put them together, it just makes sense, and you kind of don't know why you'd ever separate them in the first place. So I really hope that they do continue to work together, because again, it's wonderful when they do. Only got a few songs left now, but before we start saying goodbyes, I have some new stuff from Sunflower Bean. This is off of their upcoming album, 22 in Blue.
We are Westminster. We are Smoke Radio.
Good morning and thank you for tuning in. I'm Ellie Smith for Smoke News. Young people are apparently reaching higher levels of debt, according to City Watchdog. Head of the Financial Conduct Authority, Andrew Bailey, reports that debt is an increasing problem among young people.
This week on The Secret Life of Students, we spoke to Mamuna. Mamuna, like a lot of student strippers, got into the sex industry to subsidise the high cost of university and living in London.
In September last year, I met another student who was stripping, and she wouldn't stop going on about how easy the money it was and how amazing a job it was. So I was like, okay, let me check this out. And I got the details through her and then did my audition. Start of second year, because I was in such a bad financial situation after first year, I got another job on top of my retail job. I started working for my university, but it still wasn't enough to get me out of the debt that I was already in. The audition was really nerve-wracking because obviously I'd never taken my clothes off before in front of strangers or for money, and I was scared that I was gonna get like a creepy guy, and I was waiting around for ages, and then nobody else turned up, so I was the only girl auditioning that night, which made it even more scary.
This week we spoke to Liv. She's newly 20 and studies criminology. A study conducted by mental health charity Beat UK reported that 32% of students who struggle with an eating disorder at university were diagnosed after starting their course.
I really, really enjoyed the first semester. So that's like I kind of almost forgot issues. I was so busy just getting involved, having fun, making friends. It was probably actually one of the best times of my life. From January to basically the end of the academic year, it just went downhill in terms of eating, in terms of social life, isolation, things like that. I hadn't accepted it. I was kind of in denial about what it really was, so I wouldn't reach out for help.
This is Smoke Radio's 24-hour library takeover.
We're broadcasting live from the library for the next 24 hours.
Oh, it's so exciting. Of course, we're celebrating that the library is going 24/7.
Smoke Radio calls the presenters to the diary room.
Oh,
what was that?
Would the presenters please come to the diary room? Oh. I'm just going to say, Holly, I think I might be useful for this one if I just stay over here.
So you want me to go and visit Big Brother on my own?
If you could, and I think,
come on then.
One of our production crew will pass me the challenge.
We've gone for myself and Reese to both have our arms waxed a little bit by the lovely Sarah here.
Oh, are you going to count us in?
Can you see how hairy your arm is?
Right.
Yep.
5, 4, 3.
Ah! Sarah!
Oh, look at that!
We went through the library and shouted bogey, starting quiet, and went loud.
Bogeys!
It is all about Scott Mills today. The legendary Scott Mills is going to be heading down to the Regent Street campus to give a talk to loads of people who are just generally interested in radio. And you don't even need to be part of the University of Westminster. There is a few tickets left over for this event. So if you want to get involved with this, head across to the Smoke Radio website.
Across London, this is Smoke Radio.
Welcome to Top Secret Comedy Club. Who's from the University of Westminster? This is being recorded for Smoke Radio. All right. Hey! Who listens to Smoke Radio? All right, just these three people over here. Yes, keep up the good work. We got six comedians, very funny people. Six comedians. Yes, six. Six. How many you thought there were?
One.
Well, you might be in the wrong place. Welcome to the stage, Stephanie Lang, everybody! Stephanie Lang! Yeah!
All the comedians tonight are talking about either mental health or body image, right? But in a funny way.
What's a good way to burn calories? Because I've been trying to get over my ex because he called me fat. And I've tried the spinach diet, the kale diet, the beetroot diet. I would not recommend pushing a fart out on any of these diets. It can be quite catastrophic. Do you know a single fart can burn 27 calories? 27 calories, 27 calories, Jamie. I've just let off 81 in your direction.
Live from Regent Street, Smoke Radio brings you the 2017 Christmas light switch on.
I'm here with Callum. Hello, Callum.
Hello, right? Claire. Yes, we are getting in the proper, like, festive spirit right now, aren't we?
We are. The crowds are turning up everywhere. It's looking amazing.
So we're literally just waiting, and then we're going to have some performances. Like I said a minute ago, we're going to have Paloma Faith on stage, and also Clean Bandit and the other one. Who's your favourite? The mum loves.
My mum is. Shout out to Brenda, for Alfie Bow, yes, and Michael Ball. They are finally here and ready on stage. This is Clean Bandit.
I miss you. Yeah, I miss you. I miss you. Yeah, I miss you. Oh, I do.
Live from Wembley Park, we're here at the Coca-Cola Truck Tour.
Well, my Christmas has been made by the fact that, as I mentioned earlier, they are going around with sort of snow cannons that fire what is essentially foam into the air. I asked Liv, who we just spoke to, I asked him, can I have a go with your cannon, please, Liv? And he said, yes you can. So I got to stand there for a while firing snow into the air.
This is the UWSU election debate.
We are live from Regent Street.
This is important.
It is important, and obviously the debates will be kicking off live at 6 p.m.
We've got a host of candidates tonight who are going to be talking to all the students as to why they should get your vote.
And obviously we are live tonight on Smoke Radio. I believe Smoke TV as well are streaming the whole thing on Facebook. You can send your questions in online using the hashtag UWSUVote.
What work will you do to ensure that you persuade the university to give free Adobe Creative Cloud for all students?
So in the last few days, Smoke Radio actually done a poll on this I saw online, and 85% on the Instagram poll, and I think it was 89% on the Twitter poll, all agreed that we should prioritise giving students Adobe Creative Cloud. Like, again, we are a media campus, and to be expected to pay out £15-20 a month for something that staff are getting for free, and you have to track all the way into university, especially if you're a second or third year, it's just ridiculous.
The UWSU Dragons versus the West London Warriors. Who will win?
Come on, Dragons!
This is Varsity 2018 on Smoke Radio.
And we're off. We are underway here. Westminster now with the ball just inside their own half. Goes to the left back. Attempt to play the ball forward, but it's intercepted by UWSU, who look to get the ball back into the Westminster half. Very scrappy to start in the midfield, but the ball goes long, where the UWL left back will pick it up and throws it forward to the left wing.
We're kicking off the event here with the basketball, women's basketball, number 10. She shoots! Yes!
Oh, that's a three-pointer!
Goes in.
That's beautiful. A three-pointer.
Absolutely beautiful.
That is a three-pointer. So add three onto that 13, that makes 16.
Well done. I see maths didn't fail you at all at school, did it, Stuart?
2 + 2 = 4, -1, that's three quick maths.
It's Talking Balls on your Monday evening. Hey. I did make a deal with Oliver Browning last week that should Birmingham City win their first match under Steve Cottrell at home to league leaders Cardiff City, I would spend the entire show singing how Steve Cottrell is the love of my life.
Go on then.
I can't, it's too explicit.
How about instead of singing about Steve Cottrell, you explain to us in the thickest, deepest Brummy accent that you can do about exactly how that game went down.
We started off against Cardiff not looking like we were actually going to be alright.
The Student Radio Chart Show.
Throughout this whole show, I've been listening to all these songs and thinking these lyrics relate to my life and I could put it in a conversation. Let's dial up that phone and let's see if we can catch some people out. Let's be lonely
together. Hello.
Harriet, it's you and your world. I'm caught in the middle of it. It's Holly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. Do you know, sometimes, yeah, when I speak to you, I feel like I'm caught on the edge of a knife and it just hurts a little bit. I don't know why. It's just you.
Yeah,
I'm fine. But I think sometimes it's just in my head or my heart. You know, I'm just caught in the middle and it's really hard. I think it's just uni.
Get too much to drink.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Who's that?
It's Holly.
Who's Holly?
Oh, is Sam there?
No, sorry, you got the wrong number.
Westminster Student Sound.
It is Jack from Clean Bandit.
Hello.
I'm speaking to Alex Capronis from Franz Ferdinand. You've just released Always Ascending.
The end of 2015 is really when we started working on this one.
I am talking to Hannah and Chloe of the Vantees.
Vance Joy, welcome. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I've met so many amazing people, which has been nice.
You are listening to The Urban Life with Natalie Malcolm.
This is Halley Hour, where we play Korean pop music as well as hip-hop and R&B.
Kicking off this week's show, the brand new track from the guys in Paris,
They played last night at the O2 Academy Brixton.
We are Westminster.
I'm going to get into my old school pick for the week, which is my favourite old school song. And I'm even going to go live into the mix, so make sure you don't go anywhere. Remember, it's Smoke Radio. It's your favourite girl from Brum.
We are Smoke Radio.